Tell me how I can get off work more, please, Maz. That'd be great. I'd love that.
Because I know you love working with me so much.
But I love days off too.
So we get, what, 20 days of annual leave if you're a full-time employee each year?
Not enough.
I can tell you how to get about 48 days.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
Okay, so I didn't come up with this, by the way. I'm not taking credit for this. It's a company called Instant Group, who are a flexible workspace specialist group. They have said, and there's a list of the days that you need to take in order to maximize your annual leave day. So you can get a 10-day break over Christmas, but you only have to book 3 days off. So if you go from the 25th, so Christmas Day, around to the 3rd of January, that's a 10-day window. So 10 days off, but only taking 3 days, a three-day chunk out of your annual leave.
Yeah, it's the same around Easter generally too.
Then you can do it at the end of January around Australia Day. So again, if you book 4 days off, you get a nine-day holiday around the end of January. Then again in at Easter in April. And then there's a couple of other ones around the Queen's birthday long weekend, which does float every year, but next year it falls on a Monday. So that is how... But now that we've said this, everyone's going to try and take those days off. So my suggestion is book it in with your employer ASAP to maximise the time that you don't need to be at work.
Let's get this up on the Hit New South Wales Instagram so people can see exactly how to do it. That'll be up
before 9. There's just like a screenshot of the calendar that we'll put up, and it shows you exactly where to take the leave and what days are annual leave days and what days aren't.
We'll put that in our Insta story in the next 5 minutes. So just jump on in about 5 minutes time. You can see how you can do that. And can you just forward that to our boss, Jace Allen and AB?
Do you know if I give it to them, they'll be like, oh, you guys can't take any of that time off.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
That was a pretty good impersonation of our boss too.